The old piano had been in the family for as long as anyone could remember. It sat in the corner of Grandma Helen's living room, its wood scratched and faded, its keys slightly yellowed with age. After she died, the house felt wrong. Not just quiet. Hollow. The kind of hollow that lingered after the casseroles were gone, after the relatives drove home, after the flowers on the dining table started to wilt. A week later, while the adults were in the kitchen sorting leftovers into plastic containers, 12-year-old Ethan slipped into the living room and sat down on the piano bench. He had not come looking for anything in particular. He just missed her. Grandma Helen used to play every evening around sunset. Nothing fancy. Old hymns, bits of country songs, little melodies she made up as she went. Even when her hands started to stiffen, she would still rest her fingers on the keys like she was greeting an old friend. Ethan stared at the piano and noticed an envelope propped against the music stand. His name was written on the front. He opened it carefully. Inside was a note in Grandma Helen's familiar handwriting.
"When your heart feels too heavy for words, sit down and make something gentle."
He read it again, slower this time. Then he placed his fingers on the keys. He did not really know how to play. Grandma had shown him a few chords over the years, enough to make him curious, but not enough to make him good. The first notes came out clumsy and uneven. He winced and almost stopped. But then he thought about the way she used to smile when he got things wrong, like mistakes were never something to be ashamed of. So he tried again. A few soft notes. Then a chord. Then another. It was not a song, not exactly. More like feeling his way through the dark. But little by little, the sound began to fill the room. In the kitchen, the voices got quieter. His mom appeared first, standing in the doorway with a dish towel in her hands. Then his uncle. Then his older sister. No one said a word. Ethan kept playing, blinking hard as his eyes filled with tears. Some notes rang clear. Some did not. A few were flat out wrong. But somehow that made it truer, not less. When he finally stopped, the last note hung in the room for a moment before disappearing. His mom wiped her face and gave him the kind of smile that looked almost like breaking. And for the first time since Grandma Helen had died, the house did not feel quite so hollow.
It still hurt.
But now the hurt had music in it.